This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
Did you know that Swan Lake premiered in Moscow in 1877 and has become one of the most iconic ballets of all time? What makes it so enduring? Well, to find that out, I am delighted to have principal dancers Tammy Higgin and Revel Yon as my guest now. Both are performing in Swan Lake at the Joburg Theatre, and that'll be from the 4th of July to the 13th of July. Revel and Tammy, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about Swan Lake. What makes it so enduring?
Swan Lake is the ultimate classic, I think. The music, the costumes, the story.
It's timeless, you know. It's been performed for centuries, and yet every time you hear the music, you feel like it's the same first premiere in many years ago.
What is it like to be principal dancers for such an incredible ballet that has been performed? Do you bring in your own personal touch, or do you stick to the storyline and as it's meant?
I think for Revel and I personally, for us, it's about the story. What we want is to portray the characters, make the audience feel something. You know, it's not just about the technique. It's not just about the steps. It's about, you know, creating emotions and making people cry or laugh or just enjoy every single moment.
You know, and I think that's the beauty of this ballet. You know, if we just bring ourselves, you know, I think the story has been there. It's been told many times, and what we can bring to this performance and this production of Swan Lake is that our partnership, firstly, as well as our love and history for this ballet, you know, that hopefully we are becoming a part of that legacy of all those dancers that before us have performed, and hopefully we can add our stamp to it.
Our obsession, Swan Lake.
That too.
It reminds me of an advert that they used to run in the business day. It was like, Swan Lake did not take, or this ballet did not take, you know, 1 hour and 45 minutes. It took 4 years or whatever it is to create. And what goes into putting on a production like this?
Blood, sweat, and tears. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, I think for the entire company, and especially now because we are collaborating with Cape Town City Ballet, it's quite a big undertaking to bring the two companies together. And of course, for it's a big thing being after more than 30 years. We've really enjoyed it because, of course, that makes the company big. It's got a completely different atmosphere. We've, you know, had the costumes brought in from Cape Town City Ballet. Yeah, I think it's quite an undertaking.
What does it mean, you collaborating for the first time in 30 years with Cape Town?
Well, I think for Tammy and myself, it's very special because we've both worked with the Cape Town City Ballet and now with the Johannesburg Ballet. And for us, it's very special to have both companies come together, you know, and also to be a part of something like this that hasn't happened in over 30 years, you know, and for us, like I said earlier, to put our stamp on it as well, I think it's very special. And like we said, it's a big undertaking for both companies to basically logistically, you know, creativity and financially, you know.
And to learn from one another, you know, what can we give that company, what can they give us? Because we obviously train in separate places, so it's nice to see and to see how we can, know, build on each other. And yeah, it's a beautiful experience.
I mean, I see that the Johannesburg Philharmonic Orchestra is accompanying you.
Absolutely. Oh, we're so excited.
I know. Which is so great to have that kind of collaboration as well. And what has that been like, you know, having everything come together, you know, the orchestra, the sets, the music, the dance, the lights?
I have to be honest, for me, I'm having a bit of a pinch me moment in my life, you know, waiting 34 years to actually perform Odette Odile. So yeah, it makes me a little bit emotional. Yeah, so Revel and I have really just taking this moment as one of the highlights in your entire career as a dancer. It's extremely special.
And for any dancer to dance to live music, I think it just brings an extra element to your performance. You know, I know for a fact, Tammy and I keep talking about when you hear the overture in the beginning. Like, I think it's one of the highlights that we're looking forward to when the orchestra is there, you know, and we hear that piece of music. I think it just solidifies why we do what we do. And it's moments like this that it makes us very grateful for all the hard work, all the hard years of training, you know,
that we're able to do it.
I mean, Tammy, you said 34 years in the making, and you also said, you know, what you've been doing. For both of you, was there anything else that you could have done? Or is this something that's been your passion your entire life?
Well, for me, no, there was no choice. My mother was quite heavily involved with the ballet as well, and my grandmother loved it. She said that I was dancing in her belly before I even came out. So there was no other option. I mean, I do have a big passion for the bush, so I would be a game ranger if I could. But but ballet is not just a job. It's a way of life. It's
a way of life. It's a complete and utter dedication. How many hours a day do you practice?
So we have about an eight-hour day from Monday to Friday, and then sometimes on Saturdays. Mm. So, yeah, you sacrifice. Yes. You can't just do it part-time.
No.
You have to give your all to this profession, and you have to love it. You have to love it.
And for you, Rob?
So for me, my journey has been a little bit different.
Okay.
But I think, to be honest, ballet chose me. I know it's very cliche to say it, but I remember as a teenager, when I saw my first ballet, that was it. I didn't understand ballet, but when I saw it, you know, the dancers expressing their bodies without any words, for me, I was hooked. And, you know, I said ballet has shown me the world, which I'm truly grateful for, and I never looked back. And I believe not living life with any regrets. There's always lessons to be learned, but no regrets.
Sure. That's amazing. Rebel, I remember quite a while back, Joburg Theatre had kind of invited the public in to give them a day of what the ballet was like. Also to try and get more and more people, because ballet may be seen as a little elitist possibly, or out of touch or whatever. And I remember the comment being made that ballet dancers, you know, people talk about rugby scrums and have the idea of rugby being strong. But actually, no. The muscles required for ballet and kind of the strength that's required is so much greater. And we don't have that appreciation for ballet dancers. Would you agree?
Yes. You know, as a male ballet dancer, and even as females, you know, we have to look after our bodies, because our bodies are our instrument. And I think when it comes to partnering and leading up to a production, for me, yes, you can go to the gym, you can do certain exercises, but I say what's important is that you and your partner, you are in sync with each other. And that is with and rehearsals help with that, as well as just helping each other, you know? And I think we have a saying, you know, one, like when the girl's in the air, it's all the boys' work.
Right.
But when we're on the ground, it's all the girls, you know? But also, both have to give 200%.
Yeah.
We don't believe in 100%. You have to be committed, and that's what makes this art form so beautiful and effortless and looks, you know, very like a fairy tale.
Yes.
You know?
Like the saying, dancers are the athletes of God.
Mm. Wow.
I believe.
So true, yeah.
That is beautiful. Yeah. Do you think that the ballet is accessible? Do you think it is, or do you think it can become more accessible?
I think that's what we're aiming for at the moment. I think it is accessible. Mm-hmm. Luckily, we have the Joburg Ballet School that's based in Soweto and Alexandria. So we are trying to get it out there.
So I didn't even know about that. That's fantastic. Yeah.
And we've got a lot of talent. You know, we want the South African talent that's out there that might not get the opportunity. This is it. So
No, it's so true. I mean, I'm never amazed, because I know we have it, but the amount of talent here in South Africa that just needs to be discovered. And
Absolutely. That's kind of true.
What I'm getting a sense from you, Rebel, is that was your journey as well.
Yes, definitely. You know, and I say it does help when you have a beautiful teacher that's behind you. My beautiful teacher, the late Gwen Mary Wells, you know, when it came to ballet, you couldn't do any other sport. It was ballet. But you know what? I don't regret it, because if it wasn't for her push, you know, and her belief in me, we'd never have been here, you know. So I think there is a lot of raw talent in South Africa. And I think, you know, if they come to the ballet, they just see, believe me, they would fall in love with it. And that helps so much, because at the end of the day, ballet is a visual art form.
Yeah, and it's very enchanting. And we're going to give the details. So do you want to have the honor, Tammy?
Yes. So Swan Lake is going to be at the Joburg Theatre from Friday the 4th of July until Sunday the 13th of July. And we are accompanied by the Johannesburg Philharmonic Orchestra under the conduction of Eddie Clayton. And then we go to Cape Town at the International Convention Center from the 25th to the 27th of July under their orchestra as well with conductor Brandon Phillips. And booking is at WebTickets.
So booking is only at WebTickets?
Yes. For both Cape Town and Johannesburg. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you. I can't wait to see it.
We can't wait to dance. <it. laughs>
Looking so forward. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Would break a leg be appropriate?
Yes.
Break a leg.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. That was Tammy Higgins and Revel Jan, and they are the principal dancers at Swan Lake, which is on at opening soon at the Johannesburg Theatre from the 4th of July to the 13th.